Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah. Oh.
Come on, somebody lift up your voice and give the Lord a shout. Oh.
tonight. Let your worship rise up to Yeshua. Come on. Bless the name of Jehovah. He has done marvelous things in our lives. The God who never ceases to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
Yeshua, Mashiach, Yeshua, we pray. Hallelujah. How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
Let me walk. with a prayer in our souls. Let your presence heal and make us whole deep inside. We desire to hear from only you. For what you speak always comes true. You never lie. All your promises are yes and amen. So today, fulfill your purpose, Lord. Fulfill your plan. Let us not be in the way of what you do. Take your liberty and freedom to move. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, come.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, come.
Have your way.
So worship to Jesus. Oh, we magnify your name, oh Lord. Oh, we lift your name in this place, oh God. Hallelujah.
Invalid option. Invalid option.
Aware of your presence.
presence, Lord. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place, fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you because you are a good, good God. The word says that when you ascended to heaven, you did not leave us alone, but you asked the Father to send us the Holy Spirit as our helper and comforter. Holy Spirit, thank you because you are always here with us. May we feel your presence as you come and fill this place. We are glad that we can always come to you for comfort, counsel, and reassurance that God our Father is always here with us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus said, I ask that you will be poured out on your people. Refresh us, Holy Spirit. I ask that you will be poured out on us. Refresh us, our hearts, to seek you and your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, we thank you for the gift and the promise of the Holy Spirit, which you promise for everyone who believes in your name. We ask this day for the release of your Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pour out your Spirit on men and women, young and old, in this place. We open our hearts to receive the breath of God. Let us prophesy and move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit in this service, in the name of Jesus. We want a revival in this place. We want revival to sweep through this land. We want revival first to sweep through our hearts. Father, we are ready for a greater move of your Holy Spirit, Jesus. Thank you because you are cleansing our hearts, that we will be sanctified before you, and we will be worthy vessels. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Loving Father, your word promises us that when we ask of the Holy Spirit, you will give him to us. We pray for a fresh stirring of the Holy Spirit. We will not be drunk with wine, but desire to be continually filled by the Holy Spirit. Rekindle the fire of your love in us. Father, help us to be open to listen and follow the Holy Spirit where he guides us. Let the Holy Spirit continue building us up to the fullness of Christ. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are slow to anger and always ready to forgive us of our sins when we repent. This time we repent of our thoughts, words, and actions that have contrary to your word. Bless us, Lord, with the blood of Jesus Christ. Transform us, renew us daily as we spend time reading and meditating on your word. As we spend time in your presence, we are grateful for refreshment from the inside out by your Holy Spirit to our spirits, our souls, and our bodies. Thank you because today we are anointed with fresh oil from the Holy Spirit to fulfill all duties and responsibilities that are in front of us in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will overflow in our lives, that we will experience you in a deeper way. Hallelujah. Teach us all things. Help us to learn and grasp your truth in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. We praise you, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Bible says you a mighty man of war. You introduce yourselves to the Israelites as I am. The God is the one who caused the Red Sea to part. You heal the sick and change water into wine. You are a God of miracles. There are no limits with you. Nothing is impossible for you. Today we ask for the power of your Holy Spirit to do signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. We stand in the gap for those that are sick. We stand in the gap for those that are going through trials and tribulations. We stand in the gap for those who are crying. Holy Spirit, we stand in the gap for those that we have needs. Holy Spirit, do the miraculous for your children, Holy Ghost. Come and do only what you can do, Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit. We love you, Holy Spirit. We are totally dependent on you. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Come and do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. Let the name of Jesus Christ be honored. Holy Spirit, we love you. Holy Spirit, we need you. Holy Spirit, we worship you. Spirit of the living God, we say thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Spirit, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, Spirit of the living God, breathe upon us, Holy Ghost, breathe in this atmosphere. Holy Spirit, release your breath in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, release your breath in the name of Jesus. Charge this atmosphere with your presence in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Our comforter, our guide, our friend, our advocate, Holy Spirit, we need you. Holy Spirit, we come to you. We choose to walk in obedience and faith as these are your requirements for receiving your abiding presence. You flow freely when we live in love and unity with others. And when we seek to build others up, we choose to be diligent to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Holy Spirit, we come to you. Holy Spirit, come. You drew me into salvation. You grant me intimacy with God. You grant me a temple as a temple of God. Holy Spirit, we seek all your works in our lives. Please indwell us. Fill us, flow out from us, and pour yourself upon us. We consciously welcome you into our hearts at the point of our salvation. We were baptized by you at the point of time. We yielded our outer faculties from self-control to your control and asked for and sought your empowering. You renew us each and every morning. Renew us each and every morning. Your daily filling requires a constant yielding of our hearts and soul to you. We yield our hearts and soul to you. Hallelujah. Which we choose to do. We desire for you to flow through us. Empower us from within. We desire that you be poured upon us through your various workings. You gave us victory over sin as well as victory over sickness, disease, and the enemy. Truly, your power sets the captives free. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we will not grieve you. We will not grieve you through our words, through grumbling, careless words, angry or unbelieving words. This causes you to fight against us and opens the door for evil spirits to come in. They produce conflict between others and me and us, as well as fear, deception, enticement, and false rumors. We will only love and speak words edifying for the need of the moment. We choose to believe in your working, in your input, working power in our lives. Against you, Holy Ghost, or disregard you. We will play anointed worship music to provide an inviting resting place for you to dwell. We abide in you, and you abide in us. We are careful to walk in unity with others in the body of Christ as you flow where there is unity. Holy Spirit, we will not grieve you. Holy Spirit, we see you. You are the dove that rested upon Jesus. You are the wind that blows. You are the breath of life within us. You are the river that flows through our hearts. You are the fire of God that rests upon our heads and that purifies us. You are the light that shines in our mind, anointing our reasoning. You are the oil of blessing that is poured out before us. You are the cloud of glory that descends from heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can see you. Holy Spirit, you show us things. You disclose the Father to us as we listen to your voice and live tune and emotions. You grant us a way, you grant us visions of heaven, and draw us into dialogue with your holy angels. You grant us dreams and the ability to interpret them. When we ask you to show us things, your picture lights upon the eyes of our heart. We find ourselves seeing those things you have chosen to reveal to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the effortlessness to which your revelations come to us. Holy Spirit, come, show us things. Holy Spirit, give us your thoughts, your thoughts. We will let you illuminate our mind with revelations through spontaneous thoughts. We'll tune away from our own calculated reasoning. Fix our eyes upon you and tune to your indwelling flowing river. We sense your words as spontaneous thoughts that light upon our hearts and minds. As we are in your presence, you Holy Spirit, that we can hear from you. Holy Spirit, tell us what's on the heart of Almighty God. You encourage us to hear the voice of God. You encourage us not to recognize. You teach us to recognize the voice of God and to hear the voice of Almighty God, Abba Father. He reveals the depth of his wisdom to you, and you then speak it into our spirit. So we are taught by you, Holy Spirit. We pray continuously for a flow of divine revelation from you. Holy Spirit, you make us wise and understanding. You grant us words of wisdom and knowledge. Holy Spirit, fill us with your will, wisdom, and understanding. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we feel you. We feel your presence, your lightness, your peace when we are in your will. We sense unrest when we are not in step with you. Holy Spirit, we desire to follow the leading of your peace. Holy Spirit, let us always feel you. Holy Spirit, you release within us God's emotion. We rejoice in you. Holy Spirit, and you comfort us. You fill us, fill our hearts with joyful melodies, singing and laughter. You gave us a reverence towards God and hatred towards the things he hates. You gave us God's compassion towards the lost and the hurting. You gave us an inner desire to obey God's law. Your presence within us is the down payment of what we shall experience in heaven. Holy, let us feel God's emotions. Holy Spirit, you guide us. You gave us knowledge so we know the future. You tell us what to do. You direct our steps. You warn us of wrong paths and danger ahead. Holy Spirit, lead us, we pray. Lead us, we pray. Holy Spirit, lead us, lead us, lead us, lead us, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you anoint our tongues. Give us the words to speak when we stand before kings. Put God's anointed words on our tongues all the time, especially in difficult situations. Grant us the ability to prophesy, to speak and sing in tongues, and to speak with a power and boldness that comes directly from you. When we pray in tongues, our spirit is speaking with God and our mind is out of the way. Holy Spirit, anoint our mind. You anoint our minds. You say we have the mind of Jesus Christ. So we worship in spirit and put no covenant in flesh. You anoint us with a divine flow of thoughts. As we yield our mind to you, you anoint our reasoning, allowing us to reason along with the Almighty, of Almighty God. We choose to yield our mental faculties to you. Holy Spirit, we allow the flow of your thoughts and pictures to guide our reasoning process rather other than us guiding our reasoning process. Lord, you guide us. You guide our reasoning process. When we guide our reasoning process, we mess up. We need you to guide our reasoning process. Lead us, guide us, Holy Spirit. For apart from you, we are nothing. But with you, we are all things. We shall meditate in our hearts. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our minds. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hearts. You stir up our hearts and impress us to do things. You bring things to our remembrance. You lead us each step. We anoint our hearts. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hands. You anoint our hands with your power to heal the sick and to cast out demons. You anoint our hands with skill in all kinds of craftsmanship. When we yield our hands to you and ask for and receive your flow and your anointing, we are amazed at what our hands can do. We feel your power and heat and energy and twinkling in our hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come anoint our hands. Holy Spirit, you make us creative. You gift us with divine creativity. You make our words life-giving. Holy Spirit, we yield to your creativity. Holy Spirit, you release your personality to us. You radiate your attributes to flow out through our hearts. There is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. As long as we live, Spirit, you release in us the power to be holy. We are not adequate in ourselves. Our only adequacy is through the working of you, Holy Spirit. You make us strong. We are confident of your power within us rather than our own strength. We realize our whole life comes about as a result of your working. When I am weak, we ask you. When we are weak, we ask you to meet us. Hallelujah. And you do, transforming us from weakness, hallelujah, to strength. We put our confidence in you and not in ourselves. We keep our attention fixed on you, Holy Spirit, and your life through and upon us. We worship in spirit and put no confidence in the flesh. We worship you in spirit. We worship you in spirit and in truth. You cut evil, weaknesses, and pain out of our hearts and give us a new heart and a new spirit. Holy Spirit, be the Holy One within us. You release the power of God to us. You make us bold, powerful, just, and courageous. You cause us to act with your power and authority. You manifest yourself through the gift of faith, gifts of healing, the ability to do creative miracles and to discern the presence of evil spirits and to cast them out. As your power is displayed, your kingdom comes forth in that place. We expect to walk in your supernatural power and gifts. Holy Spirit, empower us, we pray. Holy Spirit, let your words flow through us in anointed preaching. We are tuned to your flow as we prepare, as we preach and teach to speak that which you are speaking, not our own words. When we do this, we say what we say is authenticated by your divine power. Holy Spirit, come anoint our words. Holy Spirit, preaching with your power. You do not want preaching to be in word only, but a demonstration of your power. You authenticate the preaching of your words with signs and wonders such as casting out demons, healing the sick, setting free those who are oppressed by the devil. We do these miracles. You do these miracles through us. Hallelujah. We hear what you are saying, and you give us the faith and holy boldness to step out and act in obedience to your words. Holy Spirit, come authenticate the release of your words. Holy Spirit, you sanctify us for our lives' work. You commission us. You watch over our life missions and guide and empower us to complete our life destiny. You bless us and our descendants. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, you take us away. You carry us to places and show us things. You grant us access before the throne of the Father. You let us see the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. You let us see cities and peoples and needs that are a great distance from where we live, are not bound with time and space. And when we are in you, neither am we. We choose to live seeing, hearing, and sensing you, Holy Spirit. Spirit, Holy Spirit, you are our lifeline. Your ways are better than our ways. Your thoughts are better than our thoughts. Your wisdom is better than our wisdom. And your power is far better than ours. Touch me, say, Holy Spirit, come. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come. You are welcome. We welcome you, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. You are welcome, Holy Ghost. We bless you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Spirit of the living God. Praise your name, Holy Ghost. We worship you, Spirit of the living God. We bless you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Huria masandidi. Hallelujah. Huria karo sederia koromase. Hallelujah. Huria seteria koromaseteria koromaseteria ko. Yekria sandidia kuya mase. Huria maseteria kuya mase. Yekia sidia kuya mase. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So I say unto you this morning, let the Lord let it go with you to work. While you're driving your car, let the presence of the Lord, let it rest in you. Oh yes, you can take this presence that you're now receiving. Yes, you're now receiving the presence of the Lord. You can take it in the grocery store. You can take it on your job. You can take it to school. The presence of the Lord never has to be. As long as he has an invitation, as long as you hunger and thirst after him, he'll come nigh to you. You need to say it this morning.
Let your presence gently rest upon my heart. Live.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us this morning. We greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. We want to welcome you once again to I Am Morning Glory prayer service. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We adore you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. What a mighty God we serve. Abba, Father, we love you. We thank you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, O God, of all the things that we've done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, mercy, 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 O God. Be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, O God. Mercy upon our children. Mercy, O God, upon our grandchildren. Mercy upon our spouses. Mercy upon those that are connected to us, our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Mercy upon our parents, Lord. Be merciful, O God, unto us in the name of Jesus. Your mercies are new every morning. Oria masantidia God. Have mercy. Redone your mercy in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, your mercies are new every morning. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak this atmosphere in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Father, we soak all our workplaces in the blood of Jesus. We soak our transportation in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Father God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. The blood of Jesus. We release the blood, the blood, the blood over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, over this radio service in the name of Jesus. Let the blood heal us. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. Father, the blood, the blood, the blood, strengthen us. Hallelujah. Let the blood strengthen us. Father, we are weak, but you are strong. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. This morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, the armor on our children, the armor of God and armor light on our grandchildren. We put the armor, oh God, on our spouses. We put the armor, oh God, on our nieces and our nephews, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the armor of God and the armor of life in the name of Jesus upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of right, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us, O God. And the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God. And the glory within us. We pray for divine angelic assistance. Send your holy angels to be with us 24/7, guiding us and protecting us, doing your bidding in our lives, warfaring on our behalf. Send your Holy Spirit, O God, your holy angels, O God, to lead us and guide us, Holy Spirit. We need your holy angels and your holy angels, O God, in the name of Jesus, to war on our behalf, to do your biddings. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, but a new, a fresh oil, fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, fresh oil, O God, pour upon us your oil of gladness. In the name of Jesus, give us your garment of praise. Take off the spirit of heaviness, O God. In the name of Jesus, let your joy overflow our hearts. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, help us to walk by your spirit and not by flesh. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, we love you. We welcome you once again in the name of Jesus. We call for the fire of Almighty God to burn everything in us that is not of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we want to live obedient and pleasing to you. So let the fire of God burn everything in us that is not of you, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we bind every false spirit. Spirit, we bind those spirits right now and send them to the bottomless pits of hell and release the fire, the Holy Ghost brimstone fire upon them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, every any spirit, evil spirit that wants to attach themselves to us or wants to attach themselves to our children or grandchildren or wants to attach themselves to our spouses, oh, Father God, let the power and anointing of God break us loose. Break every chain. Break every shackle in the name of Jesus. Bind those spirits and all their cohorts and send them to the bottomless pit of hell in the name of Jesus. Any spirit disguising themselves, hiding, let the power of God to utterly destroy them in the name of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand. When God is for us, who can be against us? Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for the new wine. We thank you for the transformation process of the new wine skin. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we thank you in advance for signs and wonders and miracles. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, most importantly, oh Father, that the younger generation will hunger and thirst after your righteousness and be filled, O God. Let salvation come to the youth, O God. Let a youth salvation sweep through this nation, sweep through the world, O God. In the name of Jesus, let, O God, use the youth to bring glory and honor to your name, O God. Yekia kaya sandria. Make the crooked place straight. Make a way where there seems to be no way. Father, we bless your name. Breathe on us. Breathe on the work of our hands. Bless our going out and coming in. Bless all the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. Father, we have a head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We thank you, Lord. Shield us with your favor, O God, in the name of Jesus. For you said now is the set time of. And so, Lord, we thank you and we bless your name. We praise your name, O God. Thank you for this set time of favor. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we kayasa dareke. Ye kiriya sanderia kuriamase. Ye kiriya seteria kuriamase teriaku. Ye kiriya mososiria karamase. Ye kiriya sepiria kuriamase. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uriamase. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Hallelujah. We are standing on the holy ground. We thank you for in your presence there is fullness of joy. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning again. We're going to speak about, I'm going to speak about the seven characteristics, seven of the characteristics of the Holy Spirit. There are more, but I'm just going to speak about seven this morning. Spirit of the living God, as I bring this word or teaching forth, let it not be me, but Christ that live inside of me. All of you, Holy Spirit, and none of me, let your word come forth in your power and in your anointing. I decrease and you increase. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. As we reflect on the different ways that the Holy Spirit affects us as sons and daughters, kingdom sons and daughters, let us remember that he is an amazing gift that Jesus gave to the body of Christ to us. He helps us in our everyday Christian lives. And this is why we are able to live lives that are pleasing to God. Without the Holy Spirit, my gosh, where would we be? That's what Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Spirit who will lead and guide you. The first characteristic of he guides us into all truth. He guides us into all truth. It is futile for us to try to serve God without the power of the Holy Spirit. Talent, training, experience cannot take the place of the Holy Spirit. It cannot take the place of the Holy Spirit. So number one, he guides us into all truth. John 16:13 says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. John 16:13. One of the things that Jesus said about the Holy Spirit, that he would guide us into all truth. Jesus had much more to say, but since it would be too much to bear right too much, that we don't have that much time to say everything. Hallelujah. And he didn't have enough, I mean, time. It was almost time for him to go to the cross. So he said that the Holy Spirit would say things that he has spoken so that we can hear what he is speaking to the Holy Spirit. That's why he said, I decided to send the Holy Spirit to say all those things. Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of Truth. The Holy Spirit tells us things to come because he knows the truth about every situation we face. As we listen to him, we will not live in the dark, but we will be prepared for the things that are coming into our lives. That's why we need to be sensitive so that we can hear the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Whenever we need to know the truth about anything, we can always call upon the Holy Spirit to show us the truth. Number two, the Holy Spirit teaches us all things. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance of all things I said to you. John 14:16. In John 14:16, Jesus said that the Helper, the Holy Spirit, teach us all things and remind us of the things that Jesus said. The Holy Spirit teach you and what you need to know, teach us what we need to know about life. He is our teacher. Hallelujah, the best teacher, the most accurate teacher you can ever find, the best teacher. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit can teach us all things. We can go to school. We can get these doctorate degrees. No one knows more than the Holy Spirit. And every day he teaches us there's something new we learn from the Holy Spirit. There's so many dimensions of his teaching. But everything we need to know, he's right there to answer our questions. Hallelujah. He teach us. The Holy Spirit empower us with inner strength. Ephesians 3:16-17. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 3:16-17. The Holy Spirit strengthen our inner being so that Christ can dwell in our hearts by faith. Hallelujah. The Christian faith is one that is full of ups and downs, and we need the help of the Holy Spirit to navigate the things that come our way. Some things are unpleasant and make us lose our faith, and that is why we need God's strength. We need the Holy Spirit. We need his inner, we need that inner strength from the Holy Spirit. When we are weary and tired, he renews our strength. God renews our strength through the Holy Spirit and makes our journey of life easier. When our strength fails us, we can call on the strength of God that is everlasting. With the Holy Spirit, we can be strong in the Lord despite any negative circumstances that we face. I always pray for strength from the Holy Spirit. That's one of my daily prayer. Hallelujah. Strengthen me, Holy Spirit. I'm weak. Strengthen me. Hallelujah. Another thing, the Holy Spirit produces godly fruit, number four, in our hearts. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5:22-23. We have seen in Galatians 5:22-23 that the Holy Spirit produces fruit in our lives. As we grow in our faith in Christ, we should be manifesting the fruit of the Spirit in our daily life. The beauty of it that we don't make it happen on our own. It is the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. We are able to live godly lives because of the transformation of the Spirit of God in our hearts, forms our character, and help us become more Christ-like. Hallelujah. We can always, when we pray, the Holy Spirit helps us. Hallelujah. He manifests his fruit, especially in challenging situations. For example, you can pray for the peace when you are going through a storm in your life. The Holy Spirit will grant you that peace. The Holy Spirit freely gives spiritual gifts, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Holy Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each individually as he wills. 1 Corinthians 12:7-11. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, he releases these gifts. Paul encourages us to earnestly desire spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 14:1. These 9 gifts are freely given by the Spirit. Hallelujah. So it's freely given. All you need to do is ask. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit helps our weaknesses. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. But we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26. Romans 8:26 tells us that the Holy Spirit helps us when we are weak, especially when we do not know what to pray for. Many times, we do not know how to pray over certain situations, and we are unsure of God's will. The Holy Spirit steps in by praying for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. He also shows us what to pray for. The Holy Spirit steps in. He shows us what to pray for. Even when we pray in the Holy Ghost, in his language, hallelujah, he's making intercession and he's praying according to the will of God. When we pray in the Spirit, speaking in tongues, and praying the will of God in our lives in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit helps us when we do not know what to do in the given situation. He provides solutions. He makes us strong when we are weak. When we call upon him, anytime he's right there. He's the best kind of friend. Holy Spirit, the last one, leads us in every part of our lives. We are to live by the Spirit and follow his leading in every part of our lives. By following the leading of the Holy Spirit, you will move in the right direction and avoid making unnecessary mistakes. We sometimes end up in trouble when we decide to do things our way instead of listening to the directions the Spirit is given. The Holy Spirit guides us in everything we do. For example, He will guide us in everything. Even when you want to move or you want to change your job or you want to do, just make sure you ask the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Our lives come into order with the Holy Spirit. I started off about this one. Verse 2. The earth was empty, dark, without form, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters of the earth and said, and God said, let there be light. Let us surrender our lives to Almighty God. Let us allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into all truth. Let us totally surrender to the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So as you go about, go to school, go to work, or even in your home, the Holy Spirit is right there. Anything you need to know, ask him, and he will let you know. Depend on him. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. God bless you.